Blog Talk Radio.
Texas. It is February the 9th, 2016, 8:03 p.m. as I come to you live. Today's show is titled America Has Fallen. And before I get into this show tonight, I'm going to put out the number for you guys to call in to talk to me about whatever it is that you feel is either right about America or what's wrong with America. You know, because what I see here is there was a time when America was looked to as a country that stood for freedom, liberty, justice, and truth. But under the past 7+ years of the Obama administration, all that has pretty much changed, as Obama has taken our Christian values and thrown them right out the window and replaced them with, and you can Google what I'm about to share with you here. If you want, he's replaced them with same-sex marriage and made what that was once bad become good, and what was once good is now looked upon as being bad, and trying to force Christians and others to accept these practices or face prison time or the loss of your business and income, and various governmental agencies such as the IRS, BLM, EPA, FDA, FEMA, FBI, and more have become the tools that the government is using to attack Christians and others who stand against the Obama administration. And the citizens feel powerless to stand against the government. And sadly, the Congress and Senate, who we could once look to for a bit of protection for a treason-filled government, president, and his administration. And now they have unified with the president and his evil, treason-filled administration. And we, the people, have been pushed to the wall and executed in cold blood, one by one, in one manner or another. And I'm just using the being pushed to the wall as a metaphor for the cold-blooded acts of the Obama administration. I mean, they've killed countless Americans who have stood up against their treasonous, terroristic, tyrannical agenda. Well, I am standing up and demanding that we, the people, make our voices heard loud and clear before it's too late to make a positive change in this nation again. And not the change that the Obama administration has forced upon the American people. And I'm asking anyone out there to stand with me and make a stand to restore America to the greatness it once had. And a greatness that can only be found in a relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, don't take what I just said the wrong way. I'm not trying to force God upon anyone. I'm not trying to force Jesus Christ down anyone's throat. But what I am saying is this: without God and Jesus Christ in our nation, our country is going down a path to sheer and utter destruction. And you can ridicule me all you want. You can cuss me. You can badmouth me. I'm used to it. And I'm not going to allow that to deter me from standing up for our nation. Now, if there's anyone out there that would like to call in tonight, I'm giving you the number right now, 646-668-2932. Now, I know that I've been sometimes a little bit callous, and maybe some of you out there that might be listening to this program don't like me very much, and I don't give a damn. That's your right as an American. It was bought and paid for with the blood, sweat, and tears of every veteran who has ever served this country. Some of them gave their life for you to have that right. Now, do I care that you don't like me? Not really. But I would like to say this. I've seen patriot group after patriot group militia group after militia group saying that they want to do something to save our nation from being destroyed. And we've had a recent patriot, Lavoie Finicum, murdered in cold blood for his stand for our constitutional rights. And they stand against a government that is pretty much overreaching its authority at every turn. Now, I'm not just saying this started only with Obama, because this has been going on for years, long before Obama was even president. Eminent domain and other so-called policies of government, whether they be federal or state, but mostly in the recent years, it's all been federal, have been taking the land of law-abiding landowners out of sheer greed. Last night on the show, I had Judge Darby on the show, and we had a hour-long conversation where he pretty much laid it all on the line of his efforts to try to help the ranchers in Oregon and other states to be safe from the government's tyrannical, treasonous, terroristic overreach. And I feel honored to have him on the show last night. And but he's only one man. He's only able to do so much. And that's why I'm calling on each and every one of you out there that might be listening to this show tonight to call in, to tell me and others out there that what's wrong with America, but more importantly, how we, the people, can fix America and make America once again a country that will be looked upon with honor and true faith in us as a nation again, instead of being scoffed and laughed at and ridiculed and pretty much told that we can go F ourselves because we are no longer a nation that promotes honor and dignity and respect, justice and freedom and truth. At every turn, our president has undermined us as a nation and people. He's gutted our military. He's made our economy the laughingstock of the world. Our education system, our medical system, is the worst that it has ever been in the history of our nation. And that's saying a lot, because there was a time when our medical breakthroughs were just a step above third world. But in the last 40 years, we have made strides medically. But under the Obama administration and Obamacare, all that has been trashed. The other day, a very dear friend of mine's wife, and I'm going to go ahead and mention their names here, excuse me, Arizona and Vicky Harding are in a very serious medical situation. Vicky Harding recently had major spinal surgery to correct her spine. But under the Obamacare mandate that was supposed to make the cost of medical care less. The Hardings are facing an astronomical medical bill that is pretty close to topping $1 million right now. Now, I know there's some of you out there that might be thinking, oh, well, there's government agencies out there that can help. There's other, you know, charitable organizations out there that can help. But do you realize how difficult it is to even qualify for help from one of these so-called charitable organizations that are supposed to be helping the citizens of the world, not just the United States, but the world? Do you know how difficult it is to even get them to talk to you? Thankfully, I haven't had the medical need, and I pray to God that I don't. But at the same time, people, we need to understand that it's not as easy as going in and saying, hey, this is my need, help me. Okay, it's done. No, it's not that easy. And there's a time when people will come to you and they will say, hey, why don't you put your request on GoFundMe or one of the other charitable donation request sites? And the moment you do, and this is something I'm going to share with you on this show, the moment you do, this is what happens. You post your request, and something that's in your request is going to be dissected by everyone and anyone. Because this has happened to me, and it's happening to Arizona and Vicky Harding right now. Last year, I was forced to take off work due to a work-related injury, and I was going through the workman's comp system to try to get my right elbow that was fractured taken care of. And as a result of the fall that I had on the job, I also, unknowing at the time, injured my right shoulder. And as I went through the treatment, I noticed that my shoulder was hurting, and I indicated it to the medical facilities that, hey, you need to check my shoulder. And the bottom line here is this. I was pretty much shit on by the workman's comp system, and I was forced to try to secure legal representation, which I did. But in the end game here, and I'm just using it as a terminology because it's really not a game, it's very serious. But the end result was I was pretty much thrown under the bus by my attorney and pretty much shafted by the workman's comp system. And through the situation that I faced, I lost my truck that I was pretty much almost paid off, but I lost my vehicle. And before all this happened, we were just starting to come out of a financial situation, which saw us lose our home. But I didn't give up. I kept pushing forward, and I went out and I became a licensed financial professional in the state of Texas. And I had hopes that that would have allowed me and my family to pull ourselves out of the situation that we were in. But due to the loss of my vehicle and not having any other mode of transportation to get from point A to point B to reach out to possible new clients, that license is pretty much not even worth the paper it was written on. And so me and my family, we were pushed back to square one. But I'm not wanting to make this show about me. I'm wanting to address all of America as a whole, because America isn't the America that we as children saw. America today is a country where people are living paycheck to paycheck. And whether you believe it or not, America is, I'm going to go ahead and just say it, America is one day away from another major financial meltdown, worse than the Depression of the 30s. And if you doubt me, take a look at the stock market over the past few years and what it's done. Yes, there was a time when it was going up, 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 but now here in the last few years under the Obama administration, I've seen more downs than anything. And, you know, just recently, Obama came out and did his State of the Union address where he said America is better off today than it has been under any previous presidential administration. He said that our economy is strong, our military is making progress in the Middle East, and we have various pluses to look forward to. But then all of a sudden, Walmart makes the announcement that they're closing 100-and-something stores in the United States. I believe the number was 169, if I'm not mistaken. And then it was 300-something stores worldwide. Now, if that's a sign of an improving economy, that must be that common core math that we've been hearing about a lot lately, where you take and figure the problem out differently than a normal simple math problem. But I just don't comprehend how economy can be so strong and then turn around and one of the major retailers in the United States closes 300 stores worldwide. But then I started thinking, could those stores that they're contemplating closing be used for some other purpose? And maybe those stores closing is not due to economic reasons at all. But that's just my opinion. But there's other things that are just not adding up in the whole financial scheme of things. Again, I don't know all the answers here. I don't know the reasons this is going on and this is going on and this is going on. But I will tell you this. It's by plan. And anyone out there that tells you that the Obama administration is the best thing since sliced bread, they need to have themselves checked into a mental institution and evaluated. But folks, I really want your input tonight. And so if you would like to call in on tonight's program, the number is 646-668-2932. I welcome your calls. Come on. We need to get on the same page here. we are all Americans, whether we're white, black, brown, yellow, or red, whether we're patriot or non-patriot, whether we're Republican or Democrat or independent. If you were born in this country, or if you're a naturalized citizen of this nation, you are an American. And we as Americans need to unite to set our country back on a firm and solid foundation of God and Jesus Christ before it's too late. And you can, again, you can scoff at me all you want. You can call me a tinfoil-wearing conspiracy theorist, a crazy guy. That's your prerogative. You can do that. Folks, I'm going to take a quick little break, and I'll be back to continue more of the Angry Patriot Show from the Battle Room here in Houston, Texas.
If I die young, bury me inside, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. Lord, make me a rainbow, I'll shine down on my mother, she'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors.
If I die young, You know, there's a little bit of news out there that I want to share with you, if I may. And this is coming out of the North Korean peninsula. Why North Korea's satellite launch is troubling. And this comes right out of the CNN news report. North Korea celebrated with fireworks, and a North Korean government spokesman dismissed international efforts to block the successful launch of the country's second satellite as nothing more than a puppy barking at the moon. And, you know, the provocation and defiance clearly remain the key elements of the North Korea's foreign policy. But while claiming the satellite launch as a peaceful use for outer space in accordance with international norms, the international community rightfully sees it differently than Korea does. And this is something that is pretty much tough. The intended use of the spacecraft cannot be discerned based solely upon the capabilities. The existence of a spacecraft is difficult to hide. And consequently, North Korea has become adept at taking advantage of the dual-use nature of space technology, meaning technology with both civil and military utility mixed with sometimes propaganda to pretty much develop long-range ballistic missiles. I don't know how many of you ever seen the movie that came out probably, maybe about a little bit over 2 years ago, called The Interview. North Korea is, if not the poorest country, it's one of the poorest. Their citizens are starving to death, and the government of the country is pretty much bleeding the citizens of North Korea dry. And, but anyway, in the movie, they invited two Western reporters to come over and do an interview with the president of the country. Now, I mean, it was a comedy, yes, but it still had some sense of reality in it. And one of the scenes in the movie, they tried to convince the Western reporters that the citizens of the Korean peninsula, the North Korean country, I'll just go ahead and say it that way, were well off. I mean, they had food, they had, you know, technology, but later on it was discovered that that store that they had was a fake front. It wasn't even a real store at all. It was just a mural of a store. And then the truth started coming out that the citizens were starving to death. And but, you know, this is not something that the Western citizens don't already know. I mean, we know the truth about the North Korean citizens starving to death every day. But at the same time, the citizens are caught in a catch-22 type situation, because if they speak out against the North Korean government, they're pretty much either immediately put to death or put in a prison, never to be able to be seen again. And those that escape, sadly, if they have any family left behind, those families pay the price for their having done so. But North Korea is not the only country like that. I mean, there's other countries out there that are just as bad, if not worse. And then we have groups like ISIS, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and the Muslim Brotherhood, and the list goes on and on, that they want you to believe that they are a peaceful group. But everything that they've done points clearly to non-peaceful methods. I mean, not too long ago, I saw a video, and this is something that angered me to the core. A lady, I would say a young lady at the time, I think she wasn't that old. She'd probably late teens, early 20s, she was accused of having burnt a Quran. And on a mere accusation of having done so, she was drugged out of the building she was in. And some police tried to secure her to get her away from there, but their efforts failed. And she was severely beaten to the point where she was a bloody pulp. And then after beating her, they drug her and laid her on the ground, ran over her with a vehicle. Then they drug her to the riverbank and stoned her. And then to finish it off, they hung her on just a mere allegation of having burnt a Quran. Now, later the charges that were made against her were discovered to be false. And those individuals who perpetrated the assault and murder upon her weren't brought to justice. And, you know, it goes on and on and on. You know, we have a president that will give up terrorists in exchange for Americans that should have been released to begin with. But then we have this president that comes out and he wants us to buy into the lie that he's for America. I mean, he gave five known terrorists for a deserter, Brad Birdall, I think that's what his name was, who deserted his post in Afghanistan, and by doing so, countless American servicemen lost their lives trying to locate him. Then the president turns around and releases five major known terrorists to secure Bergdahl's release. If it had been me, I say you deserted your post. Whatever happens to you, it's on you. We're not going to release any terrorist in exchange for you. And then recently, and I'm glad they're released, but five Americans, I believe it's four Americans. But anyway, they were released, but it didn't come out until later that another exchange was perpetrated in secret. Now, we had 10 naval seamen that were in international waters, supposedly, and then they drifted supposedly into Iranian waters because of one of the ships had mechanical problems. But I really don't buy into that either, because even if one ship had mechanical problems, the other ship should have been able to tow the other ship back out into international waters. And on top of that, they should have been able to communicate with their task force to, hey, we need your help. You know, watch over us while we try to get back out into international waters. But instead, they were pretty much taken into custody by a little panga boat. And I don't understand how that could have happened either. I mean, the naval boats that were there were more heavily armed than the panga boats that came out to pretty much capture the two naval boats. But, you know, it goes on and on and on with this administration. And, you know, we have various administrations that have done things in the past. I mean, I know that, you know, the Carter administration, under the Carter administration, we had, you know, Americans being held in Iran for, over a year. But it wasn't until Reagan came in that those hostages were released under threat of attack by the United States military. And no sooner did Reagan take office than they were released. So I really don't understand why we as a nation and people can allow our government to dictate to us, the people, what we should and should not do. The last time I heard, we were the ones that elected them, not the other way around. We are their bosses, not them our bosses. They work for us, not us for them. You know, and now we have people running for president of the United States. You know, Donald Trump, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Chris Christie, and others. They want us to believe that they can do what's best for America. But I want you to know one thing. They are all in it together. Whether they're Republican or Democrat, they are all a part of the same governmental bureaucracy that has been in place for as long as I can remember. Now, don't get me wrong. There was a time in this nation where our government really listened to the people. But that hasn't been the case. And I'll go back as far as Kennedy, where the government really tried to listen to the people. I mean, yes, you know, we had, you know, various situations where, you know, one situation arose where Lincoln probably didn't listen to all the people, and that's why we had the Civil War. So but the thing is under the Obama administration, we don't have a voice anymore. And recently, Harney County Sheriff Dave Ward made the statement in his press conference that if we had any grievances with our government, we should take and handle those grievances within proper channels and not arm ourselves up and go out and commit armed uprisings just because we disagree. Well, I disagree with that statement by Sheriff Ward, because there was a situation we had back in the 1700s where we were trying to address our grievances through the proper channels. We told the British government that we didn't like the fact that we were being taxed and not being represented in England. And as a result of our trying to address the grievances that we had, England increased our tax and sent troops in to the colonies to quell our disobedience. We didn't have any other recourse except to rise up and declare our independence from England. Well, folks, we are in that same situation today. We're being taxed. I mean, when you go to work, you're paying income tax. When you go to your gas pump to fill your vehicle to go to work, you're paying gas tax. When you go to vacation, you're paying you're paying tax on your airline ticket, your hotel room. So to me, I look at it like this. You're being taxed upon your tax upon your tax. So you're being taxed out of existence. In other words, you're being taxed and you're not being represented in Washington. So while I'm all for trying to handle things within the proper channels, there comes a time when if you're not being heard and you don't have the financial ability to go and file a lawsuit, even if that would matter at all anyway, the only alternative is to stand up against this government and tell the government enough. Now, I'm not promoting armed conflict. I'm not promoting armed uprisings. That's the last thing I or anyone else that has ever served in this military would ever contemplate. But at the same time, when we as a nation and people aren't being heard and our concerns and our grievances are not being addressed, just like the farmers out in Oregon and the Western United States are having their land forced from them because of various minerals and other valuable components underneath their land that the government wants for themselves. It's time that we, as a nation and people, put our elected officials in check. You know, not too long ago, I made a video where I proposed that we as citizens descend on Washington, D.C. in great numbers on the 17th of February. And I'm still holding on to that hope that we can at least send 5 to 20 million Americans to Washington to send a clear and loud message to our elected officials that we are tired of not being represented in Washington. When was the last time you guys were able to sit down with a congressman or senator one-on-one and talk to them When was the last time you were able to do that? If you're like me, never. I've never been able to sit down with anyone, whether they be a local dog catcher or a senator or congressman or the president. I've never been able to sit down with any one of them to talk to them. So I don't feel I'm being represented in Washington. Folks, I'm going to take a quick little break, and if you would like to call in to talk to me tonight, the number is 646-668-2932. I'll be back momentarily to continue more of the Angry Patriot Show. That was Brian Adams with Here I Am. I don't know if you guys have ever recently been able to watch the halftime celebration at the Super Bowl. Well, I recently did a viewing of it, and I've never seen a halftime show so racially charged as this one was. And then on top of that, you had a pro homosexual lesbian theme as well. On one side of the coin, you had them promoting homosexuality and lesbianism, and then on top of on the other side of the coin, they were promoting anti-Caucasian agenda. In other words, you had Beyonce and her crew coming out dressed like Black Panthers, promoting anti-white rhetoric. And then, they were also promoting the gay and lesbian lifestyle. And then they were saying that if you didn't agree with it, you weren't an American. Well, I'm going to tell you like it is, and you can listen to me if you want. And I want you to really listen to me for a second. I have nothing against gays and lesbians. That's their choice. And the Bible says that God loves all sinners, whether they be gay or lesbian or involved in other sins. God loves all sinners. But now, let me make the point. God does not like the sin that we all commit. He loves each one of us, but not the sin. And here is where the gay and lesbian community go wrong. They twist the Bible around to make it sound like God will accept us and the sin. But make no mistake, if that is what you believe, you're setting yourself up for a fall. And it is going to be a fall that you will never, ever recover from. What do I mean by that? Okay, well, let me go with what the Bible says. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And it doesn't mean a physical death. It means a spiritual death. When you sin, and I'm talking about all sin, not just homosexuality and lesbianism, all sin. If you are a sinner, and we all are sinners, and you don't repent of the sins that you are doing, and then you die having not repented, having not confessed those sins and laid them at the foot of God for forgiveness, if you die in sin, you've already died the physical death. But then when you face God on the judgment, you will die the second death, the meaning your spirit will be cast into the lake of fire to be destroyed forever and ever. So why take that chance? Why take that chance? Why not just buy some insurance and confess your sins to God through Jesus Christ today? and ensure yourself a place in heaven. I would really like to sit here and talk to you more about what the Bible says, but I don't want this to be more about what the Bible is. I want this to be what is right and what is wrong with America, because we have a nation that is teetering on the verge of total and utter destruction. And I don't know if you believe me or not, but I don't know what more needs to be said, what more needs to be done to prove my point. I and countless other patriotic, God-fearing Americans have made videos, have addressed countless radio programs and TV programs, trying to open up the eyes of the people to the truth of what's going on out there. And it doesn't matter who's in office, whether they're Republican or Democrat, they're all a part of the same corrupt, anti-God bureaucracy. There's nothing that we can do, and I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here. There's nothing we can do to get Obama out of office until he's ready to leave. And I'm going to tell you something that will kind of astound you a little bit. When Obama leaves office as president, do you think for a minute that's the last you will ever see of Obama? Well, I'm going to tell you something. Obama has been offered the United Nations president, I guess, if that's what you want to call it, or the head of the United Nations. He's been offered the job of the head of the United Nations. After he leaves the office of president, he will become the head of the United Nations. And then the troubles that America has under his administration will be multiplied 1,000-fold, because he will use that position to solidify the attack upon the American people. And if we get someone in office without a backbone, without a pair of cojones, Obama will be able to dictate to that president his agenda. And under the control of Obama, America will be cast into the cesspool of immorality at a rate that will make your head spin. We will sink deeper and deeper into morality than we've ever sunk before. The attacks upon the Christians and the pro-life people will be intensified 1,000-fold. Folks, it's time for us as Americans to draw the line and to stand firm in our convictions, to tell our government once and for all, that's it. We're not going to take it anymore. We are putting you on notice that your time is done. We're cutting you off We're not going to fund any more anti-American, anti-pro-life agendas. Folks, if you stand with me, I need for you to do one thing for me tonight. I need for you to call in right now at 646-668-2932. And let your voice be heard. We have 1 hour left in this program, and if I start getting calls from you, I will keep the show on the air for the remaining hour. But if I don't get any calls here starting in the next 2 minutes, I know that I'm probably just up here flapping my gums for nothing. I need to know who's out there. I need to know who stands for America. So if you're out there and you're listening, you need to pick up the phone right now and call me here in the studio at 646-668-2932. And let your voice be heard. Let America hear the true American voice of those that love this country, of those who aren't afraid to take a stand in defense of our nation. I'm willing to put my neck on the line. Who is willing to join me? You know, I'm taking a big risk by just being on this radio program tonight, because I know that even though I'm not a Sean Hannity or someone of that caliber, I know I'm being heard by the government. My computer being unable to do things, me being not able to do a live Facebook program without being disconnected as I try to make my point, proves to me I am not someone that the government takes lightly. So if you're out there, and each and every one of you out there, on Facebook, on YouTube, on other social media sites, to call in. And if I don't get a phone call here within the next couple minutes, I'm going to be making a video tomorrow calling each and every one of you out. I'm not trying to rub anybody the wrong way here, but I am tired of people that call themselves patriots not being willing to take and let their voice be heard. You really tell people that, you know, you're a patriot, you stand for America, and you tell your fellow patriots that, hey, you need to ask for help and we'll help you. But the moment someone does, they get attacked, they get accused, they get ridiculed, they get tore down. We had John Mearsheimer and Blaine Cooper and other patriots out there in harm's way asking for help. And what did they get? They got sent crazy things like, you know, plastic dildos and other stupid stuff that didn't even benefit them at all. We have people that are on the Black Lives Matter group, you know, they're unified. Completely. And I know I'm not trying to demean any of my fellow, because I understand that, you know, there's a time and place for everything, but, you know, we need to stand unified. We need to get the voice of the American people out there. And we don't have to go in there completely, you know, guns blazing. I'm not advocating that at all. What I am advocating is, look, we need to join together in large numbers. And I'm not talking about 1,000 or 2,000. I'm talking about millions of people. We need to set a date. Look, I'm willing to go if I have to walk to Washington, D.C. I'm willing to go. And I'm not saying go there armed. I'm not advocating that at all. But I'm saying we need to set a date, a bona fide date. And we need to descend on Washington in the millions. Do it on a weekday, not a weekend, not a holiday. Day. And we need to descend upon Washington in millions and to send a loud and clear message that we are not taking it any longer. The time is now. I've said it over and over and over again. What is it going to take before we act? Is it going to take your daughter getting shot in front of you? Is it going to take your son, your wife, your husband, your mother, your father, sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your grandparents being gunned down in front of you before you get off your ass and do something? Again, I know somebody out there will probably get offended by what I just said, and I don't give a damn anymore. It's time, folks, that we take our country and set it back on a foundation of God and Jesus Christ again before it's too late. The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. And are you going to wait until the last tick of the clock before you decide to try to do something? By that time, it's going to be too late. When Jesus reemerges up on the Mount of Olives, it's going to be too late for any of us. And if you think for a minute, the procrastinator is the way to go, it's not. If you wait until they come knocking on your door, folks, I don't know if I'm reaching anyone out there. I don't. I really don't. Because not one pick up the phone and called in tonight. I don't know why you are so hesitant to call. I guarantee you, if someone offered you free tickets to a Justin Bieber concert or some other major concert that you wanted to attend, you'd be calling. But what's more important to you, a concert or the future of your country and your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your great-great-great-grandchildren? What's more important to you, today or tomorrow? Folks, I'm going to tell you this. There's going to come a time, and it's not too far off. Your door is going to get kicked in. They're going to come for you, as I know that eventually they're going to come for me. And when they do, and they will, they will. Where will you turn? Who will come to your aid? Well, folks, I've actually went 5 minutes and not one of you has been able or willing to pick up the phone and call in tonight. Arizona Harding said it recently, what he just said in a recent statement. America has fallen. And I believe within a shadow of a doubt that he's right. I don't believe there's anyone out there that really gives a damn anymore. I mean, I see people getting up and talking a big game. Oh, I'm a patriot. I will die for this nation. And I know a lot of you would. And I have the utmost respect for you. And you know who you are, and so do I. And I talk to you a lot. And I have the utmost respect for each and every one of you. But to those out there that I see making videos and, you know, we need to stand up for our country. But then, you know, when push comes to shove, where are you? Where are you? It's time. I'm not saying go out and grab your gun and go out and storm the Bastille. I'm not saying that. So if that's what you're thinking I'm promoting, then you need to reevaluate yourself, because that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is this. There's strength in numbers. And if we descend on Washington in the millions, Washington will not be able to take us lightly. They will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we, the people, are serious about wanting to take our country back. I'm going to cut the show short tonight because I'm not sure if I'm even getting out there tonight. I don't know if I'm reaching anyone out there, because you would think I would get at least one phone call, one patriot calling in and say, hey, I hear you. But I'm not alone. There's others that hear you as well. But where are you, folks? Where are you? Well, I'm going to cut tonight's show short and pray to God that you understand the importance of what I just said. Because unless we get together as a nation and people and get together soon, what's about to come down on our country is going to make the Holocaust look like a walk in the park. And again, you can call me a conspiracy theorist. You can call me a tinfoil-wearing lunatic. But mark my words, it's coming. And when it does, you can say, I didn't tell you. Can't say I didn't sound an alarm. As the Bible says, be watchful, and if you see something, sound the alarm. Well, I've just sounded it over and over again, as have many, many true American patriots out there. But our warnings, our alarm is not being heeded. And if you're out there and you're listening, I want you to do something for me. If you don't want to call in, at least to have the common courtesy and respect to send me an email or to message me on Facebook. My email address is angrypatriottexas@gmail.com. Send me an email telling me, hey, I heard you, and I respect you. Or send me a personal message on Facebook saying, hey, brother, I heard your message and I agree with you. So, folks, I'm going to cut the show short tonight. God bless you. God bless our troops overseas in harm's way. And most importantly, may God bless America. Because, folks, we need God.
Cause I'm in trouble.